Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Of course, the podcast where we take your spooky stories and put them out there for the world to vote if they think they're based in fact or pure works of fiction. If you're a new listener, welcome. And if you enjoy it, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We've got a great story for you this week. But before we get to it, a few bits of housekeeping. Like I said, you could follow us, subscribe, review. But the real big task I'm putting out to everyone at the moment is if you like this show and you've been a supporter of it, just go tell someone. You know, it helps us grow. And that growth really helps with the paying the old bills to keep the lights on while I'm recording. And I do appreciate that support. Feel free to go over to our Facebook page as well and give it a follow by searching Ghost Stories the Podcast. And we also have a group there called Ghost Stories Share Your Scares, which is another place to kind of keep up to date with news. If you want to go the extra mile and support us a bit more, you can do so over on Patreon, where you get stories a week early and exclusive content will be coming out starting in March, mostly because in February I'm going to be away on holiday with the family. But yeah, lots of great stuff there, exclusive for our Patreons, and you can either go in at $1 or $5. No more and no less. You pick one of those tiers, and it just, again, helps us with getting equipment and, you know, running the podcast. It's not my job. I very much do this as a sideline project. So any bits of support like that really help us keep things going and cover my production costs. So yes, thank you to our patrons. I appreciate you all so much. Now let's get down to business. This one is, it's a great story. I've really enjoyed producing this one. It was sent in by Frederick, who previously sent in The Cleaner. So you may recognize some of the themes of this story because it follows on from some of the previous events. So it's really, really cool to have a follow-up to a previous story. It's not something we've had often, but if you have sent in a story before and you want to send in something similar to let us know what happened next, by all means, do so and get in touch. You know how to do it through either our website or Facebook or Patreon. So yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, Frederick, for sending this in. Everyone, I hope you enjoy this story. Sit back and enjoy The Cleaner's Legacy. My phone began to ring and I saw it was my friend. So I answered, and before I had a chance to speak, he said, "You missed all the fun, man. We had a great time. I wish you made it." But suddenly the tone of his voice changed. "You never showed up. What happened?" "I'm alright," I said. The thing was, in reality, it had been such a long day. And I was sitting there looking around a hospital waiting room. The walls were painted white and there was a subtle smell of cleaning supplies in the air. My mind was so far elsewhere, I almost forgot my friend was on the other end of the phone. After a moment of silence, he replied, "I've been worried about you. Apparently an elderly guy was hit by a car on the road nearby. That's crazy, huh?" I struggled to muster a reply. We had walked on the same road together earlier, but I decided to take a detour into the adjacent forest. I promised I'd meet my friend later, but I never made it. The words finally came to me. "Yeah, I know. I was there."
You what? Did you see what happened? Where are you now?"
he replied, concerned and confused. "I'm at the hospital. The man is in the emergency room." You see, the thing is, I had so many unanswered questions. So I told my friend I'd call him back later. and I hung up the phone. I was in a weird state of shock and confusion, you see. Earlier, as I was walking around the forest by myself, I nearly slipped into a large hole in the ground. But luckily, an elderly man grabbed my arm and saved me. As we were about to leave the forest, I had one last look over my shoulder. On one of the branches of a large tree, there was something dangling there in the wind. It was a noose. "Hey, did you hang that noose up there by any chance?" I asked the man. As he approached the road, he turned to me with an unamused look on his face. As he was about to open his mouth, he was stunned and pointed further inside the forest. I turned around to look in the direction he was pointing. A blonde-haired girl about my age was standing next to the noose. She was wearing a blue bikini and a matching skirt, and her hair was slowly dangling in the wind. She had a slight grin on her face. I froze momentarily, but then I turned back to have a look at the man, and his gaze went blank as he said, "You're the cleaner now." I heard the sound of a car slamming its brakes, screeching and finally coming to a halt. He'd been hit by the car. I still remember his gaze, the brief moment before he was hit. It was empty, on the verge of cold. It was as if he knew it was about to happen to him. It had been giving me chills, but was quickly replaced by the fight or flight response in my brain. When I looked back inside the forest, the noose was waving in the wind as if someone had pushed it, but the girl, she'd vanished. We called an ambulance and rushed to the hospital. The situation wasn't looking good. The emergency crew was working on him non-stop during the entire trip. They'd entered the emergency room with a promise to come out as soon as they knew something about his condition. The automatic door shut behind them, and everything became quiet. Sometime later, I was woken by the sound of automatic doors opening. I must have fallen asleep. The man was heavily injured, but he walked out the doors as if nothing had happened. He looked at me, his gaze was cold and empty as I remembered, and he said, "You're the cleaner now." I watched as he walked through reception without hesitance and kept walking down the hall. The automatic doors at the exit closed behind him. I stood up and started walking after him. "Are you going home?" the receptionist asked as I turned around to face her. I pointed in the direction of the exit. With my mouth slightly open, I looked at the receptionist. She smiled at me and said, "Can I help you?" The automatic doors. They're due for maintenance soon. They have a tendency to open by themselves. I looked at her confused. "So, you didn't see him?" "Him?" she asked. As I was about to explain what I'd seen, the doors to the emergency room opened once again. This time, it was a doctor who began to speak. "I'm deeply sorry, but I have some unfortunate news." He paused and looked hopeless at me. "Your father's passed away," the doctor said. "My father?" I asked, even more confused. "I just met this man like a couple hours ago." I had a look at the clock in front of me. It was 2 a.m. I'd been here for at least 10 hours. The doctor looked at his papers and back at me. "He was your uncle then?" "No," I replied. The doctor continued, "Well, you were his only contact. We tried everything, but there was nothing we can do." So I thought to myself how this day just kept getting stranger and stranger. "It's been a young day, young man. You've seen a lot. I understand if you're confused and frustrated," the doctor said. "I'd suggest you go home and get some rest. Come back tomorrow and we can sort the paperwork out then." I walked home and had this eerie feeling as if I was being watched. When I finally arrived home and got into my bed, I fell asleep immediately. I was having countless nightmares that night. The man's gaze, the girl, and the man's last words before he was hit. "You're the cleaner now." What did it all mean? Of course, I woke up drenched in sweat as I heard a knock on my front door. I grabbed the clothes from the day before and headed over to open it. It was the police. Despite my protests, they explained to me that since I was the only contact of the man, I inherited his house and all his belongings within. As the officers began to leave, one of them stopped and turned around. Oh, I almost forgot one last thing. Amongst his belongings, we found this envelope. I think it belongs to you. I was speechless as they handed it to me. It had a strange logo with a shovel surrounded by circles. In the back, it had my name on it. As the officers bid farewell and left my apartment, I opened the envelope and unfolded the letter. I gasped as I read, "You are the cleaner now." Thank you so much, Frederick, for sending that story in. That was The Cleaner's Legacy. And listeners, I hope you all enjoyed it. So yeah, if you're familiar with the podcast, you know exactly what to do now. You can either pop to Facebook and comment if you think The Cleaner's Legacy is based in fact or a pure work of fiction, or you can go over to Patreon and vote. You don't have to be a paid subscriber to do that. You do need an account, but you can just log in and get involved. So yeah, by all means, feel free to do that. I'd love to know what you think, and I'm sure Frederick would love to know what you think as well. But that's all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said earlier, if you've got a story you want to share, you can get in touch by going to ghost-stories.co.uk, and we have a contact form there which you can fill out and let us know any spooky stories you have. Likewise, message us on Facebook or through Patreon, because we are on the lookout for more stories for the coming weeks and months. We've got a good bank built, but it's always good to get a few more. And of course, this podcast wouldn't be what it is without all of you, so thank you so much for sending them in. So that's it for this week. Yeah, take care of yourselves, be safe, and most of all, don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?